maybe with apples and got a crust on top.
Apple dumplings?
Yeah, or maybe this is any kind of fruit. You might make it with blackberry. Not really a pie, but you know what I mean?
I don't know what the word for that is.
You eat cobbler? People are...
Yeah, I have heard that word.
If somebody has a good appetite, you say, he sure likes to put away his...
He likes to put away his food.
Mm-hmm. And,
He's a glutton.
Glutton, yeah. You have a special name for the sweet liquid you might pour over a pudding?
No.
Between regular meals, you might take them. Just one of something. Just a
snack?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And let's see. You might say, this morning at 7 o'clock, I sat up and...
I got something to eat.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, yesterday by 7 o'clock, I had already...
I had already eaten.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, I did what before 7 o'clock every day last week. I
ate before 7 o'clock every day last week.
And you might say, yeah, I always... What breakfast? I always
eat breakfast.
And let's see. What if you're really thirsty right now, you might go up to the sink and get you what?
Give me a drink of water.
Mm-hmm. And the water always comes in a, you put it in a
cup, a glass.
And you might say, ask me how much have you
drank?
Mm-hmm. And I might say,
You drunk it,
or a lot of it, yeah.
Yeah.
And I might ask you, how much water do you?
How much water do you drink?
Yeah, every day. And say, the dinner's on the table and the family's standing around waiting to begin. What do you say to them?
I say, it's time to eat. Come on.
Mm-hmm. And when somebody comes into the dining room, you might ask them, well,
Won't you have a seat?
Mm-hmm. You might say, so then he...
He just takes his seat.
Mm-hmm.
Sits down.
Mm-hmm. If no one else is standing, you might say, they had all...
Sit down.
Mm-hmm. And if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes or something pass, you say, well, don't wait, just go ahead and...
Help yourself.
Mm-hmm. And you might say... If a person was a hungry person, you might say, well, so he went ahead and
eat.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, if they pass something around and you decide not to eat it, you might say, I don't
care if any. Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
And food that's been cooked and served a second time, you say it's been
warmed over.
Mm-hmm. And you put the food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew.
Mm-hmm. And have you ever heard of a dish that's maybe made out of a cornmeal? Take some cornmeal and boil it with salt and water. Ever heard of a dish like that?
No, sir.
Ever heard of anybody talk about mush or anything?
Yeah, I heard of damn animals eating mush.
Not human beings.
Not human beings, though.
I don't think I'd eat it either. And what do you call things like peas and beets and turnips and beets?
Vegetables.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell me, where vegetables are usually, where might you grow them? Might you grow them out in your
garden?
Can you tell me the kinds of vegetables that people usually eat around here? What are some of the different kinds?
Lady peas, butter beans, black-eyed peas, turnips, turnip greens, right?
Mm-hmm.
And squash,
mm-hmm.
asparagus.
Any other things that they might eat? You eat the, maybe there's red things that
beets. Go.